When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we're looking at lessons from the pandemic. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we're going to be looking at some lessons that I think we can all take away from the pandemic that we are currently going through. Lessons that we should really consider adding into our process going forward, into our lives going forward, especially when it comes to goal setting, creating plans, and really any area that we're trying to improve. So this should be a super good episode. Today's episode was written by Samrati Jen, so big shout out to her. Make sure you follow her. Link to her Instagram is in the description of this episode. And before we jump into it, support for this episode comes from Tiny Leaps Plus. If you've been listening to this podcast for a little while and want to take your personal development to the next level, then check out Tiny Leaps Plus. As a member, you'll get access to an exclusive community of listeners who are all dedicated to creating change in their lives. Each month, we do a Zoom call together to set goals, check in with each other, and hold each other accountable. Then we share our wins, losses, and lessons learned inside the private community. You'll also get access to guided resources like our goal setting worksheet designed to help you take the right action consistently. Tiny Leaps Plus is the next step on your journey to creating the outcomes you want. As a member, I will personally hold you accountable to the things you say you want to accomplish, share advice or experience to help support you, and hold your hand virtually when you find yourself getting stuck. You can join Tiny Leaps Plus today for just $5. And if you aren't happy within 30 days, a full refund will be offered. Head over to www.tinyleapsplus.com today to learn more. That's www.tinyleapsplus.com. The coronavirus has disrupted lives. It's changed the way the world works. We may not know what to expect from here, but we know one thing. The post-COVID era is going to be different. It'll be filled with challenges that we as a society will need to tackle. But every hardship comes with lessons for us if we choose to listen. So today, I'd like to share four lessons that I've personally learned from the pandemic so far. The goal? To inspire you to look at your own situation and identify the lessons you should be walking away with as well. Because ultimately, this situation can be the worst thing ever, or it can be a source for a new understanding. The choice is ultimately ours. So let's get into the first lesson. Plans and goals are just wishes. At the end of 2019, many of us sat down to make plans for the year ahead, just like we always do. We journaled, we set our goals, we figured out where our family vacations would be to, we planned weddings, but then 2020 happened and all of that went down the drain. At the end of the day, plans are really just wishes, desires. They're things we want to see happen, but that doesn't mean anything. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't ever make plans. It's not like it's a waste of time. Instead, it means we need to start embracing change and flexibility in our planning. It's about recognizing that everything that can go wrong probably will. Make plans, but be flexible with them. It'll help you feel less guilty and more understanding when things do go wrong or if you're just not able to follow through. And lesson number two is that mental health is critical. Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Quote, one in five adults in America, 43.8 million people, experience mental illness. This is 18.5% of our total population. End quote. And that comes from the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Unfortunately, stigma is associated with mental illness, and patients are discriminated against in society in all aspects like education, work, marriage, and many others, which leads to delay in seeking medical advice and leads to additional problems developing. For some reason, we completely accept people getting help for their physical ailments, but look down on those who seek help for mental ailments. But the pandemic has exposed a real mental health issue that needs to be addressed. Without our regular routines, a connection to society, and with the fear of losing our jobs or lives, there's no better time to realize that mental health is real and affects all areas of life. And if it's something you're dealing with or something a loved one is dealing with, there's no better time to seek the support you might need. Lesson 3, genuine human interaction cannot be replaced. Since the beginning of this pandemic, we've started relying heavily on technologies like Zoom or FaceTime to fill in the gaps of connection that we're missing. Technology is definitely something that improves our overall efficiency and makes our lives easier. It connects us with people around the globe and helps us understand different cultures and their ideas. During this pandemic, it's helped enormously, allowing people who are at risk to still see and speak with each other, allowing families to gather for the holidays without putting themselves in harm's way. But unfortunately, genuine connection can't be replaced so easily. Genuine physical interaction and connection makes us human. It releases endorphins that are critical to healthy day-to-day functionality. We are ultimately social animals, and it feels better to go on a trip with our friends rather than a Zoom call with them. These emotions we experience tell us what we truly want, and we feel more attached when in physical proximity. And the big takeaway with this is that many of us didn't realize how difficult it would be to truly cut off our social connections. And so when we are able to, we need to start prioritizing these more often. Quite honestly, this is a lesson for me as well. And then finally, you can only control your reaction. As we looked at earlier, plans are just wishes. When we head out into the world with a specific goal in mind, we can't actually control whether or not it happens. Ultimately, we have no control over what happens in this world or what happens to us. What we do have is control over our reaction and response. The decisions you make will ultimately give you the results you gain. We're always going to be faced with challenges in this life, but how we deal with and perceive these challenges is a critical piece of the puzzle. It's all about the mindset and how you take control of the situation. And ultimately, humans are amazing creatures because we are capable of healing through nearly anything, even something as traumatic as the death of a loved one or the loss of the society we spent so long building. It can be managed with time. It can be adjusted to. It can be dealt with. We can still find happiness and joy in the small moments in between the struggles. If we can do that, if we as a species are powerful enough to readjust and shift our approach in that way, we can deal with any challenge that we might face. And that's why it's so critical to control our reactions, because ultimately it's the one thing that we do have control over. So to review the 4 lessons that you should be taking away from this pandemic, or at least the 4 lessons that I took away, is 1, plans and goals are just wishes. Ultimately, we need to be flexible in our approach. 2, mental health is critical. It's a much bigger problem than I think any of us ever realized. And going forward, it needs to be something we prioritize. 3, genuine human interaction cannot be replaced. Technology is valuable. It's helpful. It's allowed us to maintain some degree of societal connection, but it's not the same. We need to prioritize face-to-face. We need to prioritize the people that we love as much as we can. And 4, you can only control your reaction. So I hope that these 4 pieces of advice, these 4 takeaways, are helpful to you in your day-to-day as you look ahead at 2021 and as we look to pull ourselves out of this place that we find ourselves in. If you haven't already, be sure to consider joining Tiny Leaps Plus. Just head over to tinyleapsplus.com today to learn more or to join today for $5. I'd love to have you as a part of that community and help you personally on your journey to creating the life you want. Again, this episode was written by Samriddhi Jain. Be sure to follow her. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as links to the resources used for this episode can also be found in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.